welcome to episode 33 of School Improvement. This is Mark Westerberg. Today's topic is one that you're going to hear a lot about and you're going to see articles and things. Today is about AI, more specifically, ChatGPT. This has obviously become very popular. A lot of school people are very apprehensive about it. Let me just say, it works really, really well. And to be afraid of this technology or scared of it is kind of ridiculous. This is a leap forward in academic work that people can do. I have no fears about this being used. I think we just need to figure out how to use it correctly. But it does work, and it works really well. I first of all would like everybody who listens to this to go to ChatGPT and sign up for it. It's a free sign up. It works amazingly. Take any correspondence you send home. For example, we used a correspondence we send home to parents about lunch bills, about please pay your lunch bill. In about 15 seconds, we had a better letter than we could have ever come up with on our own that was well done. Now, does that mean it was perfect? No. We edited a few minor things, but the basis of the letter was fantastic. I would suggest that if you look at most of the letters you write, freehand or free of mind, and you go put them in there, ChatGPT will give you a really nice version as a basis to work from. So in regards to kids using it and students, I'm not opposed to that. In fact, I would encourage students to use it to get them started in writing. The writer's block that kids have, or the inability to get started or feel like they can't compose something that's good, this would really help eliminate that. Because let's be honest, we're not going to create authors. We're going to create kids who we hope learn how to write. One of the ways to write well is to see good writing and to edit it. In fact, it's probably the best way. Just like reading, the best way to become a good reader is to continue to read. If you don't want your students to use ChatGPT, then have them do paper and pencil writing or paper and pen writing. Have them write two paragraphs and give them time in class to write and critique the writing. There's nothing wrong with having them really write instead of having the grammar checks, spell checks, thesauruses, and Google help them write it. If you want them to write freehand on their own and find out what they can really do and what their skill level is, break out a pen and paper. It still works, and it's still the true measure of what a student can do in language arts skills. Writing is the product of your language arts skills. I had a teacher ask me about what should I do. I think this student used ChatGPT as if it were cheating. And I said to him, I said, well, if you're concerned about that, here's the first thing I would do. Have the student come up, have them read it to you. See if they can even read it. Is it written so well they couldn't even read it? If they can't read it, obviously they didn't write it. Make it a credit, no credit for the child instead of a grade. So have them read it to you, and if they can read it fluently, ask them about three questions of general knowledge about what they wrote. And if they can get those correct, give them credit. Don't give them a grade. But let's not have the kids scared off from writing something that's really well written that they're going to read off or be accountable for. We've been having this issue forever. This is just a new version of Control C and Control V. We have speech to text and text to speech and all kinds of products out there that help people write. We have services where you can go online and somebody will write something and send it back to you and you can use that. So we need to embrace this. What I thought I'd do is give you an example of ChatGPT or GPT, excuse me, and I asked it to write me a response of why schools should not be afraid to use AI. So here is ChatGPT being read to you by my computer of why schools should not be apprehensive about AI.
Schools should not worry about AI for several reasons, provided they approach it responsibly and with a clear understanding of its potential impact. Here are some key reasons why schools should not be overly concerned about AI. Enhanced learning opportunities. AI can be a valuable tool for educators and students. It can help personalize learning experiences, offer targeted feedback, and provide resources for individualized instruction, ultimately improving the quality of education. Automation of routine tasks. AI can handle administrative tasks, such as grading, scheduling, and data analysis, which can free up teachers and administrators to focus on more important aspects of education, like student engagement and development. Improved student assessment. AI-driven assessment tools can provide more accurate and timely insights into student progress, helping educators tailor their teaching strategies and interventions. Resource allocation. AI can help schools allocate resources more efficiently by analyzing data to determine where funds, staff, or programs should be directed to have the greatest impact on student success. Accessibility and inclusivity. AI can assist students with disabilities by providing adaptive technologies, text-to-speech, and speech-to-text capabilities, making education more inclusive. Support for teachers. AI can assist teachers in lesson planning and resource selection, offering suggestions based on student needs and learning objectives. Bridging the digital divide. AI can contribute to bridging the digital divide by providing personalized, low-cost learning resources to students who might not have access to traditional educational materials. Preparing students for the future. Introducing AI in the classroom can help students develop skills in AI and machine learning, which are increasingly important in the modern job market. However, it's essential for schools to approach AI with caution and address potential concerns, privacy and data security. Schools must prioritize the privacy and security of student data when using AI-driven tools and platforms. Equity and fairness. AI systems can have biases and reinforce inequalities. Schools should ensure that AI applications are designed to be fair and inclusive. Teacher training. Teachers need adequate training and support to effectively integrate AI into their classrooms. Ethical considerations. Schools should educate students about the ethical implications of AI and its impact on society. In summary, while schools should embrace AI as a valuable tool for enhancing education, it's crucial to do so responsibly, with a focus on ethics, equity, and proper training to ensure that it benefits both students and educators.
So let me start with the obvious. Other than the robotic voice, it's a well-written piece of work. In about 20 seconds, it was generated, which is amazing. Now, I don't agree with most of the rationale they used, what you should be concerned about. I would debate most of the things they said. In fact, I would take most of that out. But it certainly was a quick, easy start. And for any kid, adult, whoever is writing something, it's an obvious great way to get you jump-started. That doesn't mean that you won't ever be a good writer. In fact, I think there might be a higher chance you'll be a better writer the more you see things like this. But ChatGPT is an excellent way to help, I think, maybe help writing, because writing is one of the worst things that happen out of the language arts programs. For example, the state of Minnesota doesn't recognize any language arts testing other than reading. So again, we're not trying to graduate authors. In fact, most states don't even test writing. And so one of the issues for me is that I know I'll have a college professor or something who listens to this and be upset, but the fact of the matter is, does anybody really think all those papers you wrote in college made you a better language arts student or a better writer. All I know is human nature's really still the same. People have a much better spoken vocabulary than written vocabulary. Everybody does, even language arts teachers. So let's not get too apprehensive about ChatGPT. Let's kind of embrace it. You know, like when Apple says no more CDs, no more DVDs. Oh, how about using Siri or Alexa? You know, let's relax. Let's let it play out. But I think used correctly, ChatGPT can be a really valuable tool to help students who are apprehensive writers or poor writers to get even better. And I think really quality writers will also use it and be able to write things much quicker, much simpler, and working on proofreading your own work makes you a much better writer. So again, let's relax about AI. I'm not talking about AI robots that are going to run the world. I'm just talking about things like ChatGPT. Pretty simple, pretty cool. I highly recommend you take a whirl and look at it and then make some decisions. Have it write some of your canned letters you use, and I think you'll be really impressed. Hey, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Pass it on to others. This is Mark Westerberg on School Improvement, Episode 33, Why Schools Shouldn't Be Too Apprehensive to Try Out AI.